Responsibility only to oneself. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of pleasure. The new Declaration of Independence for the teenager around the world. Then when it starts to fade, the old world returns to what it was. Come over to a similar apartment in the village. Smoke a joint, burn a little grass. Pot party, roach party, mainliner, skin popping, shoot some crystal. The language of the narcotic and marijuana user. The language of a large and ever-increasing number of teenagers. Starting in high school on benzodrine and dexedrine pep pills, it is not long before many soon graduate to marijuana, the teething biscuits to a whole generation of adolescent psychics. And if marijuana is the appetizer, the advent of the space-age technology has provided the main course. Lysergic acid diethylamide, LSD, the crazy acid. To use it is to take a trip in the world of mystique, religion, and self-knowledge. For others, it is a trip to the emergency ward of the nearest psychiatric hospital. For some, it accentuates the beat. For some, it quickens sexual desire. For some, it is the release of sexual inhibitions. But whatever it is, teenagers are going for it. A drug that can be made in the kitchen sink is hard to stop. And may be the forerunner of a new drug society out of some science fiction writer's imagination. Will drugs pave the road to destruction for the now generation?
salvation if you're gonna crawl. Damn old frog. Big thing.
have for dinner, my lovely? What will you have for dinner, my lovelies? What will you have?
I'm looking for a really good cut of meat.
Ah, someone special for dinner.
Why, yes.
Cannibal girls. They're young, beautiful, and very, very sexy. They love every man they meet. Cannibal girls. In order not to offend or horrify those in the audience of a squeamish or prudish disposition, the sound of a bell will warn you when to close and open your eyes, so that you may avoid witnessing certain scenes of an especially erotic or gruesome nature. Cannibal girls, they love every man they meet, first to death, then for dinner. American International Pictures presents Cannibal Girls, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents.
I'm a Jewish girl, black man, stuck here in 1982, searching for my Philadelphia Romeo, wearing his bulletproof vest and blue suede shoes.
Every night, I see the light, I wonder why the world is changing. Every day gets further away now, I think my life needs rearranging.
1982.
Tell me 82. What I gotta do.
19.
Here I'm stranded 82. In the future without
19.
You. Looking out in 1982.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do